Unit 8.
Part 1. Healthcare System.
2. The Classification of Hospitals.
Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Hospitals can be classified into different types according to their function and scale. The best known type of hospital is the general hospital. A general hospital receives patients with various types of diseases and conditions. Patients with accident injury are sent to the emergency department. Patients who need instant diagnosis and simple treatment go to the outpatient department. Patients who need long-term treatment are sent to the inpatient department. Smaller hospitals which receive special types of patients are called specialized hospitals. Commonly seen specialized hospitals include trauma centers, rehabilitation hospitals, and children's hospitals. Some hospitals have close contact with medical colleges. They are involved in training medical students as well as carrying out medical research. Hospitals of this kind are called teaching hospitals.
Part 2. Etiquette.
3. Advice about gift giving.
Andrew is talking with his Chinese colleague Li Fang to get some advice about gift giving. Listen to their conversation. Then complete the table with the information you get from the conversation.
Hi, Li Fang. Can you help me?
What's the matter, Andrew?
My best Chinese friend Wang Yin has invited me to her new home to have a meal with her family. I want to buy her a gift, but I don't know what to buy.
No problem. Gift-giving customs vary greatly from country to country. What is considered appropriate in your country may be completely inappropriate in China.
I know. That's why I need your help.
In China, there aren't so many special guidelines in gift-giving, but there is something you should avoid.
Okay. Tell me more.
Be sure to avoid giving clocks as gifts. This has long been regarded as a gift-giving faux pas. The word for clock in Chinese sounds similar to the word for deaf.
But some of my friends say China's younger generation is not as superstitious about this.
Well, unless you're certain that your Chinese friend will not be offended by receiving a clock, it must be avoided.
I see. Is there anything else?
Yes. As white and black are associated with funerals, do not wrap gifts in these colors. Red, yellow, and pink are seen as joyful colors and are perfectly acceptable for gift wrapping. Also, remember not to write anything in red ink, as this symbolizes the breakup of a relationship.
I have decided to buy her a beautiful knife.
I don't think that's a good idea. Sharp objects such as knives or openers can imply the end of a relationship. Giving gifts in odd numbers implies loneliness or separation. On the other hand, gifts given in pairs are highly appropriate, as this means good luck.
Oh, thank you very much for your helpful advice.
Not at all.
4. Dining manners.
Tom and Alice are talking about dining etiquette. Listen to their conversation and answer these questions.
I've heard that we have to pay a lot of attention to the do's and don'ts when dining in a Western restaurant.
Exactly. When you want to eat at a Western restaurant, you should make a reservation in advance.
If I don't, what will happen?
You risk having to wait for a long time.
Anything else?
When eating, the Japanese and some Chinese are in the habit of slurping their food. By doing so, they show their host how much they like the food.
So how do Westerners respond to this practice?
They find eating in this way most unpleasant. They also consider picking one's teeth and putting on makeup at table no-nos.
What about tipping?
When it comes to tipping, they just leave some money on the table. The amount is up to you, but it's usually 15 to 20% of the amount on the check.
Oh, I see. 5. Etiquette for eating Western food. Read the passage and do the exercises that follow.
When men and women eat together, at home or outside, the men should pull out the chairs for the women and see that all the ladies are seated before taking their own places. After sitting down, pull your chair up and sit close to the table. In many Christian homes, it is a custom to say grace before the meal begins. Guests should watch the host or hostess and see if they bow their heads, then join them. As soon as the grace is finished, or if grace is not said, when the hostess takes her napkin, each person at the table opens their napkin too and lays it across their lap. At dinner, the table is usually set with spoons, knives, forks, plates, and glasses, although there may be small changes according to the circumstances. When you use the cutlery, begin from the outside pieces, then use the adjacent knife and fork for the second course, and so on. The pieces closest to the plate are for the main course. When eating soup, tip the bowl away from you and scoop the soup up with your spoon. When there is only a little soup left in the bowl, you may slightly raise the side close to you. Don't cut large pieces of food, such as steak or chops, into small pieces all at once. Cut only one or two bites as you eat. Some people find it difficult to cut meat. That is because they don't use their knives close to the forks. When you have finished eating, put the knife and fork diagonally on the outer edges of your plate. Don't place them leaning on the plate. Always place the knife with the sharp edge in. Americans and Europeans differ in their use of forks when eating. When Americans have finished cutting, they put the knife down, transfer the fork to the right hand, and eat. But Europeans keep their fork in the left hand and put food onto the fork. You are free to choose whichever you like, but the American way seems to be easier for people who are not accustomed to eating foreign food. They cannot put food on the fork skillfully enough and have to carry food to their mouth in a hurry so as not to lose it, so they often drop it.
Vocabulary. New words.
Professional.
Dentist.
Physician.
Dietitian.
Pharmacist. Classification.
Scale.
Instant.
Long term.
Trauma.
Rehabilitation.
Accidentally.
Sneeze. Tableware. Guideline.
Faux pas.
Superstitious.
Funeral.
Joyful.
Breakup.
Opener.
Imply.
Loneliness.
Separation. Reservation.
Advance.
Slope. Christian.
Circumstance.
Cutlery.
Adjacent.
Scoop.
Diagonally.
Accustomed.
Skillfully.